Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for January 23, 2019. In today's news, London's mayor is opposing a proposed design of the Tulip. The Brooklyn Museum subway station is set to get three elevators. The IAEC has opened registration for its annual forum. A Scandinavian-inspired tower will get a prime spot in Manhattan. And officials in Mumbai fear another fatal rail station stampede.
The proposed Tulip, a 305-meter-tall cultural attraction in downtown London that would sit next to 30 St. Mary Axe, commonly called the Gherkin, does not, in the mayor's view, comply with the London plan, Dezine reports. A letter published by Mayor Sadiq Khan said there were significant concerns with the design approach and that the height appears unjustified. Government watchdog Historic England had earlier objected to the plan because it could mar views of World Heritage site the Tower of London, Architects Journal reported in December 2018. The Tulip comes from the same team that developed the Gherkin, architects Foster and Partners and owner Jacob J. Safra. As designed, the structure would have a futuristic look and would include observation levels, glass slides, and gondola pod rides. It would be among the tallest structures in the city.
New York City's Metropolitan Transportation Authority has begun a construction project that aims to enhance accessibility at the Eastern Parkway Brooklyn Museum subway station and Prospect Heights, Courier Life's Brooklyn Daily reports. Although the MTA is currently dealing with complaints from residents saying they were not properly notified of certain sections of road being blocked off, the renovations will bring improvements that include an elevator from street to mezzanine on the Brooklyn Museum side of the station and two elevators from the mezzanine to both the Brooklyn and Manhattan-bound train platforms. New elevator machine rooms and handicapped boarding areas are also part of the two-year-plus project.
The International Association of Elevator Consultants, or IAEC, has opened registration for IAEC Forum 2019 being held at the Renaissance Reno Downtown Hotel in Reno, Nevada, on April 30th through May 3rd. Those paying by check must complete and mail a paper registration form, which includes the tentative agenda, to IAEC, 448 West 19th Street, number 484, Houston, Texas, 77008. Hotel reservations can be made at a discounted rate before April 1st. The association also announced that, as part of its membership drive, new IAEC professional members and sponsors of new professional members will receive complimentary registration and can apply at IAEC.org. Also, the deadline for submitting proposals to present at the forum is January 31st. Entrants should fill out the form and email it to Executive Director Sheila Sweat. For all the links regarding this event, visit elevatorworld.com/news.
A new office tower that appears to be roughly 21 stories tall has a Scandinavian focus on wellness, understated beauty, and quality natural materials. Michael Kirchman of GDS Development, which is co-developing 1241 Broadway in the Nomad neighborhood of Manhattan, New York, with Sweden's Cloverne, tells New York Yimby. Within walking distance of various transportation lines and Hudson Yards, the Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill-designed 1241 Broadway will have a textured architectural concrete facade and a stepped profile allowing for large outdoor terraces. Tenants will enjoy 12-foot floor-to-ceiling windows that minimize heating costs and let in plenty of natural light, as well as a ground floor restaurant. A groundbreaking was held on January 17th, with completion anticipated in late 2020.
Infrastructure at the Andheri rail station in Mumbai is inadequate to handle the number of commuters, inviting a stampede like the one at the city's Elphinstone Road station in 2017, in which 23 people died, according to a note from the Railway Protection Force, or RPF, to the Western Railway Divisional Manager, obtained by the Mumbai Mirror. The RPF, a security force under the Ministry of Railways entrusted to protecting passengers and Indian Railways property, observes that foot overbridges, an escalator, and staircases at Andheri are too narrow and weak to support the crunch of approximately 680,000 people daily. Despite there being 18 security staffers on hand to guide foot overbridge traffic, the slightest incident, such as a spark falling from overhead wires, could lead to tragedy, the RPF says, stating that installation of additional foot overbridges, skywalks, staircases, and escalators is urgent. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.